USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC advisory group is expected to decide today whether to lift a pause on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. The health agency and the Food and Drug Administration recommended pausing distribution of the vaccine last week. That came after six American women developed extremely rare blood clots and one of the women died. Regarding the blood clots, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I think it is important to point out that this is a treatable condition if you recognize it right away. And one of the reasons I think it's been good to have this pause is to get everybody apprised of that.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader will happen in June. The White House saying Biden will visit the UK and Belgium. While in the UK, Biden will attend the G7 summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time, but Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive efforts to increase vaccine supplies and vaccination sites have paid off.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult who wants one. And thanks to President Biden's directive, everyone 16 and over is now eligible to get a vaccine.
Zients telling reporters nearly 3 million shots are being administered per day. Dangerous weather is coming back to the South and affecting over 60 million Americans. Forecasters say warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico colliding with a warm front pushing through the southern plains is likely to produce explosive weather over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi on Friday. Severe thunderstorms and a chance of isolated tornadoes are likely near cities including Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Jackson, Mississippi. That storm will move east this weekend and affect Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An officer from the Norfolk Police Department in Virginia was fired after his anonymous donation to 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund was uncovered. Sergeant William Kelly, executive officer of the Norfolk Police Department's Internal Affairs Division, reportedly donated $25 anonymously on September 3, 2020. Included in Kelly's donation were comments such as, God bless, thank you for your courage. Kelly's donation was able to be traced through his email address due to a reported breach of information from the donation site Give, Send, Go. Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax TV people are being terminated across the country from their jobs due to these donations and their political beliefs.
People are being fired today for so many reasons. The city manager of Brooklyn Center was fired because he said that Kim Potter should get due process. People are being fired today simply for following the Constitution, and that's what's so dangerous. That's what the new censors, I have my new book called The New Censors, they're so hard to fight. It's harder than McCarthyism because the new censors are good people. They're progressives. They're the corporations. They're private people. They're harder to combat than governmental censorship.
More news can always be found online by going to usaradionews.com or checking us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.